The Detroit Lions, a storied National Football League franchise. Unfortunately, the story has not been a happy one for years. Many, many years. Loyal Lions fans have been faithfully bleeding Honolulu blue and silver since 1957, the last time the Lions won an NFL championship game. Bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. However, the history of many championship teams is this fact. Sometimes you need to bleed before you succeed. If that's true, who can deny that the Detroit Lions are headed for the Super Bowl? Which is what your morning team show has been saying for years. Many, many years. So, for yet another season, your morning team will join you following the Lions each week. Hoping, knowing, believing, and yes, praying that this is the year the Lions will roar all season long and once again be called NFL champions.
I think we're not praying hard enough.
As somebody said to me, why would you be surprised that the Lions would lose at such a high score? After all, going into the game, they were the team that was allowing the most points scored in the National Football League this season. So why would you really be surprised?
It's true. But they weren't facing... I don't understand the score if they were facing Kansas City, for instance. Seattle, no. That's probably shouldn't happen.
No.
Well, they put up a lot of points despite not having their three best offensive players in there.
How scary is that?
Yeah. I mean, just think if they had been there, what the difference might have been. And if they would only get someone who can kick a point after, would be nice. Two of those missed. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Seibert was out with that injury, so the kicking game is still a question. Mm-hmm. Although the Lions are kicking themselves, when you put up 45 points, you should win a football game.
You really should.
You have to win. You have to win that. Last year you had head coach Dan Campbell make some changes to the offense where he took over the play calling and the team got a little bit better there. I'm not saying he's going to take over the play calling for the defense, but I think after it's not getting any better. I think he even said right that they're lacking. Yeah. It's obvious that the defense is lacking confidence right now. Maybe you just got to make some kind of change. I know just changing a coach doesn't mean like things are going to get better. Players have to be held accountable for themselves. Still, at the same time, something's got to change.
Yeah.
Plus, the Zebras got a little more involved in that game than I thought they should have.
Always.
I wasn't too happy with some of those calls that were pretty marginal,
including that weird call
at the end, the one with the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
I'm still trying to figure that out. Yeah. I didn't see this, but I'm hearing that apparently the clock wasn't set properly. So on a third down, when the Lions could have had the only time that they were going to have the Seahawks punt for the entire game, there was a clock issue, and oops.
So they got to play the third down over again.
And then the Seahawks scored.
Yeah, of course they did.
That's the Lions.
Of course they did.
That's the Lions.
I think you're going to see the Lions next year in the draft get all kinds of defensive players, probably.
Four games into the season, you already have to look at that.
You know what? I will say this, though. They are... If anything, they are fun to watch.
No, that kept your interest right to the very end.
They do.
I mean, and Goff and Hockenson, pretty good game for them.
Yeah,
they were looking good.
Really, really connected well. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, you give me a quarterback throwing four touchdowns.
Hockenson was fired up.
This was I think this is what fans want to see more out of Hockenson on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can do it. It's obvious. If he can do this on a consistent basis, this offense is going to even be more deadly.
And the guy we talked about last week had another good game, running back Jamal Williams.
Yeah, he had a good game.
Scoring a couple of touchdowns.
Right,
so as much as we missed DeAndre Swift,
You know what, though? The Lions did. They did set a record yesterday, though.
They did? What was the record?
Yeah, we talked about this just before we got on the air. First time ever in an NFL game. The score ended 48-45. So congratulations, Detroit Lions. Part of a little NFL history there. They call it Scoregami.
I had never heard of that before. Yeah. You were telling me about that. Yes, yeah, Scoregami.
Scoregami.
Yeah, apparently the NFL tracks, and if I'm understanding correctly, it was the 1,073rd unique final score in NFL history. Never before had there been a 48-45 final. I can't believe that.
I can't either.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Never a 48-45 game.
And then, of course, the Lions are on the losing end of that
score. Of course, yes. So, but again, I like the offense is doing so well. Jared Goff is playing, I think, some of his best football that he's been here since he's been here in Detroit. Yeah, he did throw that interception return for a touchdown. That was not the reason why the Lions lost.
No. If it had been a closer game, maybe you'd say, oh, that really? But when you when the other
they were playing catch-up and all that, right? Yeah. Right.
I mean, as close as they, the only the closest as they were 7-6.
And I'm sorry, but if your defense does not make a stop, I'm sorry, they're to blame for that.
555 total yards, and then Lions put up 500 yards of their own in total offense. So,
and I was hearing from a friend, I missed it, but I guess the announcer was one of the announcers on Fox yesterday was not critical of Aiden Hutchinson, the Lions' second overall pick, but he was saying that he's too small to be playing defensive end.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
Hmm.
And I said, well, I disagree with that to begin with, but, you know, yeah, he'll have to maybe bulk up a bit. I think after this year you'll see that, but I don't think that's the case. And I'm not willing. There's already some people out there writing him off thinking that he's a bust. I am not... Not going to do that, and it was just his first four games.
Especially for a rookie. There's a lot of things that rookies have to learn.
Maybe they had a matched up against a big, tough, burly guy that you don't see all the time or something, too.
Well, that's true. Sometimes those matchups can
catch up. Sometimes the matchups are a little off.
But, again, though, he's just one player. It seems like there are other players in that defense who need a little help. And I think they're just a little too aggressive on defense, too. I think maybe they have to change their philosophy a little bit.
Yeah, blitzing and leaving no one in the back.
A
couple times that happened.
Yep.
Well, we'll track the Lions this week and see what happens.
Again, I'm going to say I know New England almost beat the Packers yesterday, which was surprising with their third-string quarterback.
Yeah, went to overtime.
This is a game the Lions could win going out to New England. They could. It's not like this isn't Tom Brady playing
a different
New England.
Patriots team. Yeah, that's for sure.
Right.
They might be able to beat the Packers.
It wouldn't surprise us if the Lions could put points on the board. It wouldn't surprise us. They just have to stop the other team from scoring. That's the problem right now.
Play some defense.
Although, the defense, there's one I just couldn't believe how the entire right side of the end zone was vacant of anybody except one of the Seattle players. I mean, it was wide open. He couldn't have been more wide open. And the guy who ran and threw it to him was wide open.
Right.
I mean, how'd they let that happen? I mean, they weren't protecting anything.
I believe that's where they say blown coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I think the defensive coordinator was taking a little heat over some. We're saying the coaching needs some work.
Dan Campbell is saying he's supporting Aaron Glenn. He's going to look at it. Maybe has to make some changes, but he's not throwing him out of the mix at this time.
Right.
He'll give him a chance. At least it was better for the Wolverines on Saturday.
Yep. Nice victory for them. First road game of the year. Yep.
Doing what they had to do at Iowa.
No major mistakes. They just took care of business and got out of there with their win.
That's what they wanted to do.
Still number four in the country.
I watched the Indiana and Nebraska game just to see what they might be up against the next time. And at first it looked like Indiana was a pushover. And then it got to be a real good game between Indiana and Nebraska.
Although Michigan's favored by a couple of touchdowns, I think, against the Hoosiers coming up this Saturday. Yeah.
Another road game.
We'll see.
And
hope so.
Boy, another tough one for the Spartans.
Another tough one, right. They fought, and I'll give them that. But, I don't know.
It was a little better game this week.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they kept your interest, at least, all the way through the end. It's going to be a long season, I think, for Spartan fans.
Well, hopefully still time to turn it around and get some big victories.
Yep.
And boy, what a matchup it was for SVSU and Grand Valley Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Cardinals come out and score that touchdown on the drive to take the lead and didn't do anything the rest of the game. Got a field goal, but Grand Valley came out and got the victory.
Hey,
tough to play the number four team in the country.
It is.
Oh yeah,
and on the road.
And at that point, both of them were undefeated, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Somebody had to lose.
Yeah, this is true. And hey, Cardinals pick them up and start again.
Mm-hmm. You never exactly.
know what can happen. Right. Is it Ferris this weekend? Is that who they're?
Oh, I believe it is. Yeah. Get another tough one. Yeah. Another tough game.
But that's home, though. That's
a home game. Yes.
That'll help. Yeah.
It'll hopefully help the home crowd at Harvey Randall Wicks Memorial Stadium. Mm-hmm. Will help the Cardinals come back. Oh, there you go, fans. Another week of following the Lions. This is the season. Still not out of it. Still potential for the Super Bowl. We'll see.